Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, America.
Bienvenidos.
Yes, we're so excited. Catch our tail. Yes, we're excited that we are live this morning on our international level. We want to say good morning to all over the nations today.
Yes,
we're
yes.
so excited, and we greet you in the name of the Lord, our Savior, and in the spirit of love today,
yes.
which don't cost you nothing.
Yes.
And I'm
yes,
so excited about
yes.
what God is talking about. Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Can you acknowledge, Poppy? Please?
Yes. Bienvenidos a toda la familia alrededor del mundo en Reynosa, Woo. Nuevo Laredo. Y bienvenidos a mi papá, papá de,
yes.
De Patricio, que está aquí con nosotras, aquí con mi hermana gemela, with my twin sister.
Yes.
Y bendiciones a toda la familia. Y ahora tenemos muchas cosas que vamos a hablar de las cosas de Dios, que
Hallelujah.
Del Espíritu Santo que nos está dando esta mañana, que son poderosas y le pedimos a Dios que cada uno de ustedes sigan buscándolo y agarren la palabra, que es las letras de amor y sigan buscándolo, hermanos. Ahí es donde nos da fortaleza y Dios me lo bendiga a todos. ¡Gloria a Dios!
¡Gloria a Dios! To God be the glory.
Yes.
Thank you, twin sister.
Yes.
You know, I heard somebody say to me just the other day, man, you should know a lot of Spanish.
Did you say, I know fuego?
I know fuego. And I was, oh, my friend Felipe came back from Mexico.
Uh-huh.
He came and showed up and surprised me on Saturday. Oh, my gosh, it was such a family reunion, everybody. So when I was texting him yesterday, this is so funny. I'm texting him in Spanish. Gracias, señor. And he says, oh, you're welcome.
Felipe, y le estaba texteando en español y él le texteó atrás. Para atrás ahí en inglés.
Yes, so good morning to Felipe and Lupe.
Buenos días a Felipe y Lupe.
Yeah, and their family.
Y
and welcome back to the
USA.
Yes.
Acaban de regresar de México.
I'm so excited. You know what? God is so good to us.
Yes, es muy bueno a nosotros.
It's all about the choice of love. That's what God was talking to me about today in the car. You know, he was telling me, he said, you know, I chose to love you.
Mm-hmm.
I chose to die for you. I chose that for you to have grace.
Mm.
I chose for you to have peace.
Mm.
I chose for you to have love. And we don't even want to make the right choices considering God's people
mm.
or just people in general because we're all God's people.
Mm.
Amen?
Sí, dijo que Dios escogió que nosotros tengamos amor, paz, salvación. Él hizo todo eso para que los cojamos a Él y para tener todo eso que es bendiciones, amor, paz, familia.
Mm.
Y dice, no queremos hacerlo.
Yes.
Dice que por qué.
Love is a choice.
Dice, el amor es, tenemos que escoger.
It's not a feeling.
No es una que se, lo que es una emoción.
Yeah, so get out your feelings, America.
Quítate de tus emociones.
So when you wake up every day, you know, it's a choice to rejoice. So we need to choose. You know, and you know the back in the day, the WWJD, what would
yeah.
Jesus do?
Yes.
He would take a moment and write in the sand and make a great decision
yes.
for the people, right?
Yes.
Like he did. He chose to go to the cross. He chose to die for us. Everything is
así
a choice.
Como él escogió ir a la cruz y morir por nosotros, así nosotros tenemos que ser todos los días, todas las mañanas.
Aleluya.
De buscarlo y escoger, buscar el amor de Dios para amar a otras personas.
And it's true. So today we want to encourage you guys to, you know, choose to love people, choose to be kind, choose to smile,
yes.
you know.
Yes.
When we wake up every day, we have an opportunity to have new choices, you know, make better choices because
yes.
it's our choices that bring consequences
yes.
in our lives.
Yes.
And here's the thing, you know, if you don't have no fruit, you don't have no root. And if you don't have no root, you shall not go have no fruit.
Amen.
So when you think about it, it's all about what we're rooted in, grounded in. Good morning, Miss Josie. Good morning, Butterfly. Susan's
wearing. Good morning.
Yes. So it's all about choosing the, you know, to do what Christ would do. You know, I had a lady telling me the other day, she had all this debate about people, what they believe if Enoch was in the Bible. Who cares? Jesus is in the Bible. Who cares what Enoch did?
Yeah.
Of course, the things that Joseph did and Moses and all them, they were. That's all to teach us that we can't live by the law.
Yes.
We're here by grace, but
yes.
by grace we're saved.
Yes.
So what would Jesus do?
Yes.
So let's get into the New Testament and find out what we're living from now. We're living in grace. You know, God has given us grace. Right,
yes.
twin?
Yes, every day.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, he's given us grace to make great choices. It's like, I love you, people of God. We don't want to always wake up and be at the mornings at the mansion.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yes.
But we choose to get up, and actually it starts before Tuesday.
Yes.
It actually starts from last Tuesday.
Yes.
And the Tuesday, really.
And we're committed, diligent, persistent,
yeah.
Even if we're not feeling it, because I wanted to sleep too.
See, I just want to.
But that's the flesh. Yes. I'm going to tell the flesh to die.
Yes. And we have to do that.
Yeah.
You know, we have to change the way we think. We have to change the way we walk. We have to change the way we talk. We have to change what we do. Change the way we look. We have to change what we wear. We have to change. We do. Because, you know, I'm going to be transparent. I had bought this outfit. It was so cute. Okay? So I put it on
mm-hmm.
yesterday. It was Memorial Day, so I wanted to be cute. And I put that out there.
Yes.
So when I put on the outfit, the Holy Spirit said, that ain't cute.
Conviction.
You said, take that off. You're not. You're a woman of excellence. You're a woman of, just begin to tell me who I was.
Yeah.
He said, and I don't want you to represent me like that today. So take that off. And I took it off. And somebody said, why did you take that off? I was like, because that wasn't me. And you know what they said? Yeah, that's not right. You're way more classy than that.
Yes.
You see what
Amen.
I'm saying?
Amen.
But I listened to the Holy Spirit. And just because we buy stuff and we think it's cute, when the Holy Spirit said, now what you going to do? I said, Lord, first of all, I don't want to give it away if it's going to make somebody else look like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
So I don't know what to do with it. So I just threw it in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
But I know it. I didn't wear it.
Mm-hmm.
So this is just a example
yes.
of how we have to be led and the choices we have to make.
Yes.
Because
yes.
I can't wear what I used to wear.
Yes.
Because I'm a new creation
yes.
in
yes.
him. And I want to look like him. I want to represent him. And
yes.
I want to bring the fire.
Because yes.
if I'm
yes.
not bringing the fire, you know, as women, we have to be really careful.
Yes.
I don't know why we're talking about this, but okay. Here we are.
Uh-huh.
We have to be careful because we don't want to be so, for other people to just be so driven on our flesh.
Yes. yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Because my shoulders were out. And really?
Yeah.
And I was like, that's too much. I
yeah.
even knew it before I even walked out of the bathroom. So I was like, no, you need to go back in there and take that off.
Mm-hmm.
And I did, 220.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so proud that I...
That you did it.
That I did it because I wanted to be cute. But God was like, that ain't cute.
Uh-huh.
But it was cute to me in the fleshly dimension, but in the spirit, that
yeah.
wasn't cute. And that's the way we have to be. We have to make better choices in the spirit.
Sé sí. Que todos los días tenemos que escoger lo que vamos a hacer. Para representar a Dios, ahí él tenía una ropa que se iba a poner,
mm-hmm.
pero el Espíritu Santo la convictó porque para ella se miraba bonita, pero para Dios dijo, no, eso está muy desbotado y vas a hacer que alguien se caiga. Y eso ya no eres tú. So dijo
mm-hmm.
que la tuvo que aventar para un lado y se la quitó.
Oh,
y dijo que ese que es cosas que tenemos que escoger cada día. Que Dios nos da gracia, pero también nos da sabiduría de cómo escoger el día, las cosas que vamos a hacer, si vamos a amar a las personas, si vamos a, cómo lo vamos a representar a Él.
Mm-hmm.
Y hay muchas cosas que tenemos que cambiar. We gotta change.
Yes, yeah.
Y eso es lo que está hablando ella. Dios la está enseñando que cambie una manera de ella, que lo mal representa a Él. Eso es lo que el Espíritu Santo le está dando ahorita.
Holy Spirit. Now, see, I'm learning. No one can grow it. But really, it's all about the choices we make.
Yes.
We have to make better choices, and we have to choose to love people, and we have to choose to not judge them.
Yes.
Okay, this is just where the Holy Spirit is taking us today,
yes.
because we, as people of God, we have such a judgmental spirit.
Yes.
Just because people are where we think they should be, or
yes.
doing what we think they should, but they're not where we're at.
That's
we
right.
really ain't where we need to be.
Oh,
we're just
yes.
not where we used to
yes.
be. You know, but we have to be mindful. You can't take the speck out of somebody else's eye. You got a big plank in your eye.
Because
guess what? You're trying to help them, but you're really knocking them out with your plank.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
we really have to be mindful of the choices that we make.
Yes.
That's what the Holy Spirit spoke
yes.
very loud this morning.
Yes.
We have to choose.
Y ella dice que muchas veces también no podemos estar criticando a la gente. Porque antes de moverle, quitarles el, ¿cómo se dice? El ojo.
Yes.
Ellos traen una, traemos
un troncón.
Un troncón en nuestro ojo. Sí, que no podemos... Que tenemos que amar a las personas como quieran.
No podemos hacer nada contra ellos porque nosotros somos más ciegos que ellos.
Yeah, 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 we can't be judging nobody because sometimes we're more blinded than they
are. Yes, yes, amen, amen. It's just true, and that's what brings us into this worshiping together.
Yeah, como Dios nos trae así en unidad juntos a alabar al Señor juntos.
Yeah, because you know you can't have a spirit of offense, and you can't have awe, or you can't have judgment. Because listen, when we allow ourselves to be led by those type of spirits, we will not be able to be led spiritually.
Porque si dejamos que esos espíritus nos ataquen, luego no podemos estar caminando en el Espíritu Santo, con el Espíritu Santo, porque entramos otros espíritus. Yeah.
And it's true.
Es la verdad.
You know, and when we come into the house of God or wherever, because we're the church.
Nosotros somos la iglesia.
Okay, we're the church, or whether we're at Marine Park.
Estamos aquí en el parque o en la iglesia.
It don't matter. We're still the church.
Uh-huh.
So when we are the church and coming together with people, we can't have all these different dimensions of judging people, and you know, we have to be, but see, if we just be led by Christ, and if we are led by our correct choices, we just choose to love people. You know, I had a lady that was, I was trying to say this a few minutes ago, that was debating about the people saying that, you know, Enoch and the homosexuals. I said, listen, God hates every sin, and some sin, and I love, that's what I love about being in the Tuesday night Bible study. Go to Bible study, y'all.
Yes.
Get to learning some more stuff, because I learned that God loves us differently. He don't love sin.
Yeah.
He's not going to love us in our sin.
He loves us, just not the same.
Just not
the
sin. What we have to do is continue to be the light and be the salt.
Uh-huh.
Bring some flavor and shine the bright light and be the light yourself.
Because
don't nobody want to worship around dead Christian people.
That's right.
That's just talking about people and pointing the finger. We got to get it together.
Yes. Oh, yes.
And that's why the churches are empty. And what does Mama Dali say?
They're homebound watching it live. Okay.
Thank you for tuning in. But honestly, if this will help somebody, if God is telling you to go, go be a blessing. Mm-hmm. Some people say, I got to go get my blessing. Well, why don't you go be a blessing? Because that's what coming together is all about.
Dice que en lugar de estar criticando, vamos a hacer una bendición para alguien. En lugar de criticar a la gente, ayudar a alguien a darle una palabra o a bendecir a una persona. Así es lo que vemos. O sea, hoy mucha gente a veces no quiere venir a la iglesia porque criticamos mucho a la gente.
Yeah, and it's what brings unity.
Y así cuando dejamos al Espíritu Santo, que el Espíritu Santo lo haga, es lo que trae unidad.
And it's true. It's what brings unity in the house of God.
En la casa
because
de Dios.
The churches are so divided now.
Porque hay mucha división en iglesia.
Yeah.
Mucha.
Yeah. There's no unity.
No hay unidad.
And that's why we're getting scissored like weeds. Because and division and people are separate. But we come together, but we're not together.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah.
And we have to be mindful because corporate worship, that means collectively, people collectively coming together, is a time designated, whether it's daily or weekly, when Christians gather to worship together as one body, like the real Team Jesus.
Yes.
By doing so, they are not only obeying God's commandments to assemble, but also with fellow Christians, right? Mm-hmm. When you get around a body of other believers, you become encouraged.
Yes. Yes.
Don't you?
Yes.
And
talk
about
it, Twin. And you know what? Well, let me tell you, in my situation, so y'all know I'm at racing. I go where the Holy Spirit leads me. It's all about those in outreach.
Good morning, Joni.
And I've been doing it for 21 years and still on fire and will continue to be a fire, and all glory to God. But when you hear a lot of voices telling you, you're in too many places, it's not of God, blah, 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 I've learned to say, hey, talk to God about it. Pray for me and talk to God, because God already confirmed it to me in his word, in a dream,
come on,
at another church. A woman of God and say, I had a dream about you, and God has a message, and you wearing this. She described everything I was wearing. He goes, keep doing what you're doing. God's gonna open more doors, and it's all about those. And don't be hard on yourself. There was a lot that was said, and that's all I need to hear. I was like, thank you, Lord. He confirmed it once again, and I don't ask no more. I just go where he tells me to go. Mm-hmm. And anybody try to come tell me something different, I'm like, go talk to God. And if they disagree, go talk to God. If they don't like me, go talk to God. You know, because I'm going to love on you no matter what. I'm going to hug you even if you think you were being mean. Or this is where I'm at now, Marvel. This is where I'm at now. This is where I'm at. It's been a process. But when you fall in love with Jesus more and more, you just want to love on people.
Yeah.
even when they're being mean because something's wrong with them or they're going through something and they need love.
Yeah.
Just like us, you know? And so I'm learning, you know, I'm like, nope, I'm going to love on them until they love me back.
And it's a choice. Like
and it's a choice. I choose.
It's a choice. Yes. And if you, listen, if you treat people the way they treat you and then, but you think there's something wrong with them, then that makes, like, something wrong with you.
Really?
Talking to me and then I go be rude to her. I like that about her. She this and she that. But if I'm doing what she's doing, then I'm just like her.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So we have to be set apart.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to be different. We have to look different. We have to sound different.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now. And we have to be the light and the salt.
And a lot of people be putting their mouths on people that are doing the
yeah.
kingdom work and they're doing nothing. But
complaining.
You know, and I'm like, just start doing something and you won't focus on me and anybody else and just get busy.
Yeah.
You know, they gotta use you somewhere.
And, you know, we're just talking about this because everything is a choice.
Yes.
You know, you have to learn to shut the mouth of the roaring lion.
Yes.
The toothless lion.
Yes.
Because he's just making up a bunch of noise and roaring and ain't even got no teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how the enemy is. But we can only be used by the enemy if we allow ourselves to be.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to make better choices, people of God.
Mm-hmm.
Choose to love people. Choose to serve.
Mm-hmm.
Choose to... you know, be kind, right?
Yeah. And if we're going to be putting our mouth on anything, we need to be doing it on the enemy because I saw John Fitch in Tennessee. He went to, they had a witch revival, a witch gathering, like a carnival gathering, and it was called Witch Something. They went with crosses, the word of God, and microphone, and they started praying over the people in the festival,
mm-hmm.
and most people left. And they say, this is why America is the way it is, because we're allowing witches and warlocks and blah, blah, blah. And I mean, they went out and they were declaring, said, we love you, people. We love you.
Mm-hmm.
But this right here is going to send you to hell.
Right.
And, you know, they were showing the true love. And you know, so they were being about the Father's business. So anything that people are doing in outreach or even me and Marlo here at the Morning Time Mansion,
mm-hmm.
it's all about kingdom.
Yeah.
We're kingdom-minded. It's all about souls and winning the laws because nothing else matters.
That's
your
right.
money, your houses, you're not taking it with you.
That's right.
Praise God if he blessed you with it, but you're not taking it with you. It's all about what you're doing about souls. Who are you
right.
telling about Jesus? Saying that's what
that's
Holy
true.
Spirit is giving me. And don't compare yourself to me because you got the mansion and I don't. I have many mansions, okay? And many souls have a lot of mansions.
Yeah.
But you know,
yeah.
I'm more concerned about the Father's calling and
so, because here's the deal, twin sister, we are here to make an impact.
Yes.
We are here. We are. We're postured, you know, to influence. Because this influence, when you wake up every day, there's an influence. But if you're influencing the things of God, that is powerful.
Yes.
You know, and you talk about how the witch festival, that's powerful too.
Yeah.
But on another dimension, and if we can be just as, actually not just as, more powerful,
mm-hmm.
because he that is in us,
mm-hmm.
you know, is greater than he that is in the world.
Yeah.
And that's what the word says that. But when we gather together, because I sometimes even as the pastor, the leader, you know, I'll be like, Lord, I'm done.
I have a moment.
If we could just take a moment of silence to be real transparent here, I'd be like, look, I do, and God knows our heart.
Yes.
I said, Lord, you know, I love, you know, what you call me to do, but I'm done. I'd be telling him. I was like, And listen, this lady over here be telling God, I'm not doing that. I told him I wasn't doing this, and it's almost 10 years later. Okay, but I do that. But the reason God showed me so, because I have accountability.
Yeah.
I talked to my accountability partner, and I said, listen, I don't know if this is the season for me to still pastor. I don't know what's going on. I don't know. But I've been asking the Lord to show me what I need to do, if I need to stay in this vein or if you want to move in or not, whatever you want, Lord. So I was, you know, packing some things, going through my nightstand drawer. I'm going to talk about this.
Ooh, I love it.
I was going through my nightstand drawer, just had a big black, y'all know the big black trash bag, and I was just dumping everything in it. And I came across this envelope in the drawer. This is so powerful, y'all.
From a year ago.
Yeah, so I pray that this encourages somebody because listen, whatever God is calling you to do.
So you were questioning God and
come on now,
and you were too sure, and God just said, "Let me."
Yeah.
He spoke to you through a child.
Yes, because I said, you know, Lord, I was. For those that know, I know my accountability partner's watching, so I'm like, if you calling me to just go sit down, I'm going to go sit down. Whatever you want me to do, because it's not my will, it's your will. Okay, so as I'm cleaning out the drawer, I came across this envelope, and it's addressed to Pastor Marlowe from Gabby.
Gabby.
Now, Gabby is, at this time that this was written in 2022, she was 6 years old.
Oh.
Yeah, y'all know I had a moment when the Lord gave me this revelation last night.
Let me stop about
okay.
So ella le estaba preguntando a Dios que si ella tenía que seguir predicando una iglesia porque a veces la gente no viene. No sabía eso, a lo mejor quería que parara o ya no lo haga, pero ella necesitaba escuchar de Dios, ¿verdad? Porque se estaba sintiendo, ¿cómo se dice? Cuando a veces nos sentimos...
que no hay apoyo.
Sí. Y luego ella encontró esta carta de la niña que le dio hace un año y la va a leer.
Pero si aquí no hay nadie... Dios está aquí y afuera están más.
Yeah. He said, like, even here right now on the show, even though that's not many people here, but there's lots here. God is here. There's people outside and the angels, and they're watching us.
Amen, Kathy. Thank you so much. So it's just true. It's true. Because, listen, I literally was asking the Lord, I was really ready to just go sit down and somewhere. Whatever he was telling me to do. And I meant that. He knows our heart.
Yeah.
So, like I said last night, I came across the envelope and I saw it, and it was addressed to me from Gabby. And I remember it like it was yesterday. Actually, this is a picture of one of the pictures, and this is Gabby with her arms out.
The little girl with the arms open, she's the one that wrote the letter to.
Yeah.
And she wanted us to have a picture with her and look at her with her arms wide open.
Yeah.
Love of God.
Yes.
Love of God is this big here, okay?
Yes. So this is what she said to me. This was a year ago. Yes. This was 1 year ago. It was May 17th. And she
put the date.
Put the date. On
May
the
17th, 2022.
And it says, thank you for being our pastor.
Gracias por ser mi pastora.
And teaching us.
Y enseñándonos.
The word of God.
La palabra de Dios.
Thank you.
Gracias.
For letting me do worship.
Por hacerme hacer alabanza.
And the offering.
Y escoger el dinero.
She said, I am learning.
Estoy aprendiendo.
I'm learning a lot.
Mucho.
About Jesus.
De Jesús. Estoy aprendiendo.
At the house of glory.
En la casa de la
Love,
de gloria.
Gabby.
Amor, Gabby.
So when I read this last night, I was like, probably like very emotional.
Dice que se sintió bien emocional.
And the Lord said to me, he said, this is why I called you to do what you do.
Dice, por eso te hablé a lo que haces.
Not just me, but all of us.
No nomás ella, todos.
So listen.
Mira.
You know how we say, and he reminded me. He said, you know how you say each one, reach one?
Dice, cada uno tenemos que encontrar a una persona.
You reach one.
Dice, tú tocaste a una. Está aquí.
And do you know how many angels in heaven?
¿Sabes cuántos ángeles en el cielo?
Yes, are rejoicing.
¿Están
because,
alegres?
So listen, and even her little sister who's on the picture too.
Es hermanita.
That's Sophia.
Sophia.
I think at the time she was 3, and now
Sophia.
She's 4. So we're a whole nother year. So every time, and I see her every single, I see these girls every single week when I go to Bible study.
Mm-hmm.
They're at Bible study, and it's like when I walk in, they make me feel like Queen Elizabeth.
Dice que esas niñas cada que va a los estudios de Biblia en los martes allá en la casa de papá Jack y Talí, esas niñas están ahí y la hacen como la reina Elizabeth.
Yes. And they're like, oh my gosh, Pastor Marlowe's here. It's like a drum roll in heaven going on. And I am so honored. So God said to me,
y Dios le dijo, ella siente
there's honor. No quitting.
Dice, no, Dios le dijo, tú no vas a... ¿cómo se
dice? Darse
por
vencer. Yes. He said there's a whole new generation.
Una nueva generación.
A new generation.
Una nueva generación.
That will rise up.
Que se va a levantar.
Don't worry about the people right now. They ain't
no
trying to do that.
Por la gente ahorita que no se quiere levantar. No te preocupes por ellos.
Just worry about this next generation.
Nomás preocúpate por esta because generación
this
nueva.
This is what he said. They will carry the fire.
Ellos van a levantar la lumbre.
Of the Holy Spirit.
Del Espíritu Santo.
Because they're already carrying it.
Porque ya la están.
And your assignment is to nurture. nurture, nurture.
Y dijo el trabajo de ella que siga dándoles la palabra, la palabra, la palabra.
Yes.
Porque
so
esa
I'm so honored.
Que
but isn't it funny how God will answer your prayer the way He chooses to answer it? Because I'm thinking He's just gonna open another door and say, "Hey, that's okay. You did great. Your season's over. I'm honored. Thank you for loving on the people, and let's go to the." He said, "No. You're gonna stay in that door I opened for you because it ain't about you. It's about the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Lord.
And these children have to carry the torch.
Yes.
They have to.
Esos niños, la nueva generación, ellos tienen que cargar la lumbre.
Yes. So I'm honored. I'm so honored.
Dice, ella tiene mucha
and not only that, we're gonna read these letters too. Uh-huh. Okay. So we just want to encourage you about worshiping together. This is so powerful what God is saying to us. So we got this letter from Sister Hope, and we've read it several times on the show. And the Lord showed me this letter. When I saw this letter, I wasn't even here at the studio, and I saw this letter. And it says, and then I want you to read yours.
Mm-hmm.
It says, Pastor Mustang. I went from Pastor Marlo to Pastor Mustang.
It's up there.
Okay. Yeah, it says, your first love, Jesus.
Tu primer amor, Jesús.
Is so proud of you.
Está honrado contigo.
And He is running this awesome race with you.
Sí, está corriendo esta contigo.
But with God,
con Dios,
all things are possible.
Todo es posible.
So believe.
Tienes que creer.
In you and I. She said, "I believe in you."
Yo
and
creo
I love
en ti y yo te amo.
This is another young woman.
Esta
this is the next generation.
Esta es otra muchacha de otra generación. Que so, le dio una. Y luego, and then she
swing.
Wrote me, "Mama Laura, you are such a sweet, beautiful soul." Me dijo que yo soy una alma bonita. He said, "I adore the zeal you have for the Lord. Me gusta la alegría que tienes para Dios. May He continue to honor and bless you fully. Que te siga bendiciendo siempre."
So all we're saying here,
y lo que estamos diciendo ahorita,
the important,
lo importante,
of worshiping together,
de venir a alabar a Dios junto en unidad.
Now we do want to make sure that we're driven corporately.
Y tenemos que
okay.
estar seguros que estamos
because that's what Hebrews 10 and 25 tells us, to forsake not the assembling of ourselves. God, that is a command for us not to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So why are y'all still at home on Sunday morning
mm-hmm.
or Tuesday or Wednesday or whatever day? Why are we still at home? Why are we not? And then we say, "Oh, I'm a believer," and we say all this stuff. I'm sold out to Jesus, but ain't nobody seen you. I've seen Jesus, but ain't nobody seen you. When the team show up, it's like if you're on a basketball team, if you don't show up, you can't play.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't show up on the football team, get suited and booted, you can't play.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't show up on the basketball team, come on, y'all,
mm-hmm.
you can't play.
Yeah.
And you can't get mad at the coach. And in this dimension, it's Jesus.
Yeah.
You can't be upset at God if He's not opening the doors you've been asking Him and now begging Him to open. He already told you that He would do that. I will open the windows of heaven.
Yeah.
And I will pour you out a blessing that there will not be enough room to receive it. God is not a God that He will lie. Nothing in this word will ever return void, but we don't show up to get it. But we complain about it, and we talk about the people of God. Come on now, we just talking about what God
yeah.
is talking about.
Yeah.
Our assignment is to influence. I don't care if you're at Walmart, the Dollar General, the Family Dollar, Marine Park. You're the church,
yes.
and you show up to worship with people. Because
mm-hmm.
when two or three are gathered, He says in His word, "I am in the midst."
Yes. Tenemos que alabar a Dios juntos en la tienda, en el parque, en la gasolinería, porque estamos dos o tres, ahí está Dios en la presencia con nosotros.
And it's just that's just what God is calling
yes.
us to do.
Yes.
So we go back to the beginning of this teaching. It's a choice.
Yeah.
We have to choose to love people. We have to choose to wake up on Sundays and not mow the grass. We have to choose to not wake up on Sundays and go wash the car.
Yeah.
We have to choose to wake up and God is first. We have to put
yes.
Him first.
Yes. Yes.
And
yes.
say, "I just want to go be a blessing to the people of God."
Yes.
You know, and stop praying to God, "Lord, you know, Janice needs a blessing. And please be a blessing when you're the blessing."
Yeah.
You're going to be a blessing to Janice. And I'm going to go even farther and say, thank God for you tithers and people that pay their tithes and offerings just because we can, because we're grace too.
Yes.
It ain't about a commandment. It's about we want to give Him our first fruit.
Yes.
What He give us, we want to give. Right,
yes.
twins?
Yes.
Yeah. It's not about, well, the Bible, we didn't live under grace. We didn't, that was the law. Oh, it's all kind of arguments about that. And this is Christian people bringing arguments and still saying, God, you've been so good to me.
Yes.
You give me 90%. I will gladly run with some roller skating.
And that lets you know, that lets you know where the heart is. Where's your heart? That's all about the heart.
But we make up all these rules and stipulations, and we go way back to Moses instead of hanging out with Jesus in the new.
I want to share something about this new generation, my son Luke, okay? He had me crying yesterday in tears of joy.
Amen.
So he started working at a store called Hammett over here on the Berry. He sells tennis shoes and jerseys.
So Luke.
He did his application, and he started his job. Was so proud of him because he buys his own clothes. He always has bought his own clothes. When school starts, I don't have to worry about it. He buys it. So I told Papa, he's working not far from y'all, where y'all live. And he asked me, he goes, so is he going to give you his first check? And I went, huh? He goes, where he's from, Papa Patricio, he said that children, when they get their first paycheck and they start working, they bless the mother with the check. He goes, my sons did that. They gave me their first check. And I said, wow. I said, well, here in America, I haven't heard that, or even in where I'm from. So I said, wow, that's awesome. That was last week. He told me that, right? So I told Luke, I knew he was getting paid Friday. And I told him last week too. I said, hey, Luke, so you, Papa was telling me that, and where he's from, the child gives the mom the first check. And he looked at me and he goes, oh, really? I said, but I know it's a different culture, but I'm just letting you know. And I don't know what to tell him, and I told him. And he didn't respond. He just said, oh, okay. So days went by. Well, he got his first check. So he took me out to eat yesterday. noodles. Noodles.
Yeah.
And then he looked at me. He's across me. And then he paid for Angelina and Lily. We went out to eat. He says, Mom, I was thinking about what you told me last week. And Mom, I wanna do that because when I have children in the future, I want them to do that. And I'm gonna tell them that I did that with my mom, which is their grandma. And he went like this to his phone. He goes, Mom, the check is not that big, but I'm gonna give it to you.
Oh, wow.
It was only his part time because he goes to school, and it was $175. And he went, he sent it to me. He goes, Mom, can you make sure you pay my tithe?
Oh, wow.
And he had 98. I look at his account this morning. He has 98 cents.
Oh, wow.
And he was obedient. And he gave me the check. Left 98 cents in his account. And he said, make sure you pay the tithe,
Mom. That's it.
And he did it. He liked nothing. And then that's showing me his heart, Marlo. I said, okay, he's spending time with God. And God knew that I needed an inspection sticker and an oil change. And I never told him. God is my witness. I don't.
Yeah,
and God
that's
goes,
so powerful.
There's your oil change. That's your registration sticker. See, I live by faith, and God is so faithful.
And what's so big about that, twin?
Yes, I wanted to share.
How we were just saying how God so graciously allows us to take the 90% and live on it, and the 10%. But not only that, he gave God his 10, but he gave his mother
all of it,
the 90%. That speaks volumes, because God tells us that those that are ruler over small things, he is the way maker. He said, I will make you ruler over many. But see, it's all about stewardship.
Yes.
It's all about where our heart is.
Yes, and I'm just like,
That's powerful.
Why I told Papa this morning.
And then not only that, are you teaching him something biblical, and Papa has been a great influence.
Yeah, I didn't know that where he's from.
Culture.
And I just thought
that's
I thought it was pretty cool,
But that's part of your culture, though.
Yeah.
Of what they do in your culture that you didn't know because you were never
the
man.
No,
you were the mom.
You know,
but that's just beautiful how each one reach one,
and
how that's why it's so important that we learn to worship together as Christians, because Christian fellowship helps others during the difficult period. And to stay fit and to keep their faith strong despite the situation they may be going through. That's what we're here for. Likewise, a new covenant Christian, a new believer, it helps keep them rooted, and they will, it's our responsibility to help them reach their full spiritual maturity.
Yeah. He reads his Psalms and his Proverbs. That's one, two books that he's like, Mom, I love, you know, if there's anything that he does read is Psalms and Proverbs according to the day.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll ask me questions, so I'm proud of him. I'm very proud of him.
I'm proud of him, too, and all the doors that God is going to open for him. And we drop the sign right now, this young man, because it's so important.
I know
believers,
God's going to use them in a way.
That we understand that, and we understand that it's about raising up this next generation of believers, because who's going to carry the flame, y'all?
Yes, yes.
Who's going to carry it if we're not walking it out and, you know, walking out this life and letting them know it can be a joyous thing. It's work, but it can be a joyous life.
And then he was kind of like, Mom, it's only 175. It's nothing to him. He goes, it's nothing, Mom. And I'm just like, I know, but it's just the thought, you know, that he did it, you know, but he goes, Mom, if it would have been 1,000, I would have gave it to you, okay?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, my God.
That is so powerful. I'm so encouraged by that.
Yeah.
And he's 16 or 17?
17. He'll be 18 September. Yeah. September
9/11. Yeah. Wow, that's powerful.
And he's just like, he got me crying.
Wow.
And here's a joy, you know,
that's
that I know he's going to be blessed, because he is going to be a blessing to the kingdom.
Oh,
Lord,
yeah, he already is.
He already is. Mm-hmm. But he said, make sure you pay my tithe. So I know that he has a calling in his life, and even my other son, you know, Thomas, and my grandbabies. So we need to just continue to be steadfast with the Lord and just live like Jesus.
That's so true.
And
that's
learn,
so true.
Learning, growing, and knowing, and it's the daily walk.
It is. Trust me. Yeah. And, you know, it gets discouraging too, y'all. Come on now. Y'all see, we talk about how sold out we are, because we are.
Yeah.
And we are Team Jesus. But we have those moments that we get discouraged.
Yes, yes.
You know,
yeah.
Especially
oh,
God
yeah.
called you to the nations. Can I help somebody?
Yes, yes.
And you know your calling is to the nations, and he's giving you a direct dimension, and we're on the call now to the nations. But when he's called you to the nations, and then the people that you're rooted with don't even show up, and you're like, Lord, this is what you said, and God's word is true.
Yeah.
And listen, I remember when he anointed David. It was a few ways, some decades before he became king.
Yeah.
So we have to continue to walk this out.
Yes.
If God has given you an assignment or open a door with you, listen, don't abandon and shut down the noise of people.
Because
people will come and tell you, well, if I were you, this is what I would do. Or they'll tell you this, they'll tell you that. You listen to what God is telling you.
Yeah, that's why, like with me, I dare somebody come tell me, because I already like, no, I don't need, God bless you, pray for me. I know my calling. God's telling me and I'm persistent. 21 years, there's no quitting. I'm going to keep doing it. Hot or cold, with whoever, wherever God leads me, that's doing that of Jesus, the kingdom work, and I'm there, you know, and sometimes I'm tired, sometimes I'm hot, sometimes I'm cold, sometimes, you know, I rest, God, he allows me to rest, I'm learning to balance, but I'm like, no, it's not about what my flesh is feeling, I'm going to do it regardless,
and
you
stay
know?
In the paint,
stay
in the paint, and if he called you to leave or whatever he's called you to do, be consistent.
Yes.
Don't just allow your emotions. And this is the issue, and we got to touch on this.
Yes.
We get emotionally led by our emotions. Well, you know, they made me feel, or I'm feeling, or feelings.
Yeah.
And that's emotion. What did God say? If God told you to show up, he opened the door, go in that door, stay in that door until he released you.
Yeah.
It ain't about people.
Yeah.
It's about what he's calling you to do.
You got to hear. That's
you
what I mean.
I
got her dreams, visions, a person, confirm it. I mean, right to the nail. And I said, I don't need no more confirmation. I know that I know that I know that I know.
Sometimes you send the people.
Yeah.
Guess what? Sometimes you don't. It's just you and God.
Yes.
One-on-one.
Yes. And then he always speaks to me first. Before I hear from someone else.
And that's why we want to even touch base on what the true meaning of do not forsake assembly. We want to really touch base on that because, you know, people, I watch people divide the Bible, and they divide the Old Testament from the New, and they'll say, well, that's the law, and now we're under grace, and that is all that.
Yeah.
But what is God saying to you? He meant what he said back then with Moses, just like he meant what he said with Jesus and Paul. And and he mean what he's saying to you right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same God.
Yeah.
You know, and the meaning of that do not forsake assembling is the spiritual reality and need. Don't miss this. Do not forsake is more than an official meeting. Okay. Most people think, well, we're gathering together, we're just meeting, we're hearing the preacher preach, and we go home. No. It's called to be empowered.
Mm-hmm. Dice que cuando que no dejemos de ir a la iglesia, en veces mucha gente deja de ir a los lugares y a la iglesia. Dice que en la palabra de Dios dice que no debemos de departarnos, ¿verdad? Porque en la iglesia es donde recibimos el poder del Espíritu Santo, todos juntos en la unidad.
It's so true. He's calling, and that's what it's about, coming together to be empowered,
yes.
Together, do life together.
Yes.
We're all doing life together as a body.
Yes.
As a body.
Estamos haciendo las obras de Dios todos como el cuerpo de Jesucristo.
And we are the living proof. We are the living proof.
La vida de ejemplo.
A loving God.
De un Dios de amor.
To those people around us.
A la gente alrededor donde andamos.
So the question is, are you looking like God? Are you just willy-nilly out here? What are we doing?
Mm-hmm.
We are just like loose cannons, y'all.
Yes.
And we have to be an influence,
yes,
for the people, because we can be in the world, but we don't have to be of the world.
Yes. And I want to send a shout out to Patty. You know, you remember Sister Gloria?
Yes.
Sister Gloria was the person that was homeless in the park and was struggling with the drugs and addiction. She's been set free. She's been coming to church. She's been going to all the Bible studies on Tuesdays and Thursdays at the park. Well, she was walking down the street, and some guy stopped her and said, "Hey, are you looking for a job?" And she was like, "Yes." And she goes, "But I don't have ID. I don't have my Social Security." He goes, "Okay, I'm going to pay you cash. Don't worry about it. It was at a cleaner." She got hired.
Wow.
She got a job now. She's working. And she's going to get her ID. Patsy's helping her. But she's working.
That's,
and I said, look
beautiful.
At the favor of God already. And also, she had all her stuff. She had just got new clothes, new dresses and stuff that we blessed her with. And somebody, you know, she's staying at the park and they stole this. So now my sister Patsy has taken her to her home. And it's going to help her get on her feet.
That's
she got a job. And we got her new clothes. She got new clothes. And she don't have to worry about somebody taking it. But that's one soul right there that God is restoring, that when God can continue to manifest in her heart, she's going to minister in the body.
She's going to help others.
And she's going to go have that love and compassion.
Mm-hmm.
But she's been there, done that, struggled with that. And now, but the devil plans for that, he's going to use it. God will use it to glorify him. You know, and I'm looking forward to it.
That's
she got a job
beautiful.
Testimony. And I had to
yeah.
share that because Jesus is hope.
Yeah.
And he'll use us
mm-hmm.
to be blessed, to be a blessing, to help others.
That's true.
Me estaba diciendo a la hermana Gloria, como Dios ya la está levantando, ya encontró
mm-hmm.
trabajo, ya tiene donde quedarse. Es una persona que estaba perdida. Dios ya la liberó y la va a usar. La va a estar grandemente. He's going to use her
yeah,
in a big way. And I'm excited to see.
And he's going to use her at that cleaners too.
Yeah, at that cleaners.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be the beginning.
Yeah. And I got to spend time with them last night. They had a barbecue. They invited me. Gloria was there. We're all there. Barbecue at Patti's. Hubo carne asada anoche. They just said, it's barbecue. I'm there. I was spending time with Lucy, Lucy's girlfriend. And next thing you know, I was right around the corner.
That's
I was there at the barbecue. But yeah,
that's
another soul being restored.
That's why it's so important as believers we understand this, you know, not forsaken, because as believers, there will be a day, y'all. Come on now. This is the big picture. There will be a day that we will join others to praise him again.
Yes.
And even if we are unable in this life, come on now, Revelation, we're going to go to the book of Revelation now. As we close.
Mm-hmm.
Revelation describes this day.
Revelation
chapter 7.
Este día.
Verse 9-10, and it talks about the great multitude in white robes.
Vamos al libro de Revelación 7, versículo 9-10, de la multitud.
Mm,
está hablando de la multitud. God's love letter, which
is fire.
Yeah, la palabra
woo.
De Dios que es lumbre,
es
fuego.
Holy
Spirit, continue to manifest in our heart. Espíritu Santo sigue manifestando en nuestros corazones. Y la palabra dice... En el capítulo 7, verso 9-10, dice, la gran multitud con túnicas blancas. Dice, después de esto miré y apareció una multitud tomada de todas las naciones, tribus y pueblos y lenguas. Eran tan grandes que nadie podía contenerla. And that's nine and then ten, and up to ten. Dice, estaban de pie delante del trono del Cordero, vestidos de túnicas blancas y con ramas de palma, y en la mano gritaban, ¡ay, gran voz! La salvación viene de nuestro Dios, que está sentado en el trono y en el trono y del Cordero. ¡Gloria a Dios!
That's powerful. This is what it's all coming down to.
Dice,
okay?
Es como todo se viene.
Yes. Revelation chapter 7, verse 9 through 10 says, after this, I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count.
Now,
you imagine from every nation. That's why you can't be tripping over people from all over the world. You can't be tripping, because in the end, we all coming together, okay? Of every nation, every tribe, people and language of every nation, tribe, language, people. Come on now. Standing before the throne, before the Lamb. That's what it says. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands.
Mm-hmm.
And they cried out in a loud voice, salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. This is really what it's all about. So if you're thinking it's about you or your ministry or your business, you have that business so that you can be a blessing and then you can encourage and empower.
Yes.
You have that ministry so you can be a blessing and encourage and empower.
And it's going to take work. When God gives you something, I'm telling you, it takes work and you got to get rooted and grounded and do it. Don't quit. Many people quit. And one thing I want to share about Marine Park, that there's many pastors, Pastor Joe, that come there, and Enrique, and they take turns in doing the worship or sharing the word. Pastor Joe brought the word of God last Sunday. It was powerful. And then, like Pastor Marcos and me and you say here, we're not here to compete. So many times people are competing with each other. We're here to complete the assignments. And we all have gifts and talents and callings. And so let's come together and let's not compete. Let's just complete the assignments. And when we all help each other and do it together, it's easier. When we do it at Marine Park and even here at the House of Glory, First for Sunday, which is coming.
Yes.
First
for Sunday.
This Sunday.
I can't wait for Sister Hope, who is here, to create the vision.
And Pastor Enrique is going to preach, and Pastor Marcos is going to
translate.
He preached last month, and now Pastor Enrique va a predicar este domingo, primer fruto. Pastor Joe va a venir hacia la iglesia. Y estamos aquí haciendo las obras de Dios, no estamos compitiendo. Mucha gente quiere competir con la llamada de Dios, y no, debemos de venir en unidad y vamos a cumplir las obras. De Dios que nos da a todos. We're here to complete the assignment, the calling, the work that God has for us. Kingdom work.
That's
all
right.
Kingdom work. So,
and that's why that was that last.
Por eso se ve
so
important
that God is calling all of us from every nation.
Está hablando a todas las naciones alrededor.
Yes, every tribe, every language.
Todo lenguaje.
And you know, some people say, "Well, I don't understand them different languages." Well, let me tell you something. Let me tell you how you understand this with the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Because that's the same, yesterday, today, and forever. And that's how we all communicate. And we, I miss the beat over here. No, not one.
Yeah.
Because you got to stay in the
Dice,
spirit.
Ella, aunque no habla mi idioma, para ella como quiera el Espíritu Santo. Ella sabe que el Espíritu está santo aquí.
Hallelujah.
Y ella comprende todo lo que estamos hablando, lo que yo hablo, lo que ella habla en unidad, haciendo las obras de Dios.
It's so powerful.
Todos, con todos
you know,
nosotros.
Twin, I want to we talked about you a little bit, but we shared the love letter.
Yeah.
The love letter today.
Encouragement.
Yeah, because I want to close with this and expound more and more on this letter from at the time she was six.
Yeah.
Now she's seven. Miss Gabby.
Yes. That encouraged me too.
So listen, this was so incredible about it. She could have told her mother, Mom, I want to go get Pastor Marlo a card. She didn't tell her mother that she was going to, She made the
she
card.
She made the card. Hizo la, la so, niña. No le dijo a su mamá, dame una carta, cómprame la.
Yeah.
Ella la hizo.
Come on now. And it's got the little staples.
Yeah,
y
ahí le puso los
well, she created the card. She stapled it together. She made it perfect. She took the time. See, this is what we don't do.
Y agarró tiempo para hacerlo.
You got to take the time.
It was from the heart.
Yes. You got to take the thought. You got to put it in motion.
Yeah, was, love is a love. It's a universal language.
Yes. And I was telling my nail tech last night, I was after I got all kind of came out of this dimension of knowing, because I'm telling y'all, I wasn't struggling, but I was serious.
Yeah.
And I was asking the Lord, am I done? Am I done pastoring? What are we doing? And this was about last week I started talking to God about this, because I know I'm in a season, but let me tell you something about seasons. Every season is our season.
Yes.
You just have to know what season you're in. It's not about going in a different direction, because God is not bipolar.
No.
He's not going to take you somewhere different when he told you to go somewhere. You just got to stay in the paint.
And sometimes there's a distraction.
Come on now. And people will tell you, they'll come and blow a wind on you and say, well, this is what God said. And God is not like
and
a windshield
and
wiper.
And there'll be the ones that are not rooted and grounded either.
Hello.
They better be rooted and grounded if you're going to hear from them.
This is so important.
Well,
you
hear
know.
From God first, though.
And then if you are hearing from God, you should be with people that's going to pray with you through that.
Yeah.
You know, not tell you what to do.
Yeah.
Say, hey, listen, if God is telling you that, let's pray about it.
Yeah.
And so you can hear what God is saying to you, because I ain't got to hear it.
Yeah.
You're the one. That's, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we have to be mindful that no matter what, you cannot abandon the position in the kingdom.
Yes.
That is your assignment. Jesus didn't abandon his for you.
Yeah.
Come on now. Oh. So you can't abandon yours for him.
And I'm sure he didn't want to do it, but he knew he had to.
Yes. But it was a choice.
Yes, he chose
it. It was a choice of love.
That's how much he loves us.
Yeah, it's
that's
a choice.
Why, that's like me. I mean, I'll be tired. I'll be like hot, and I'm like, I don't care. What he did for me in Calvary, I'm doing nothing for him.
Yeah.
And that's what gives me the encouragement to get up.
Like Hope says,
zeal.
It's the zeal.
For 21 years, I'm like, I can't. No, I can't stop. But it's all him.
It's so powerful. It's so powerful. So, I mean, even here, like in our little town of Pantego, if it was, and when I go downtown to the city hall and said, you got to know what your assignment was. My assignment was, even though I came to be an entrepreneur, but the biggest fortune was I had an assignment to come and break the back on the spirit of prejudice.
Prejudice. I used to hear that back then.
That's what God told me.
I don't hear
me.
That no more.
This was 18 years ago. As a matter of fact, on this Thursday, I will be celebrating my 10th year anniversary at the mansion on Park Road when I came here with $8. Hello, people. When God tells you to do something, please quit looking at your bank account.
Yeah.
You better get full throttle and say, God, listen, you are the provider of it all. You're Jehovah Jireh, my provider, Jehovah Nisi, my banner, my peace, my come on now.
Yeah.
We say all this stuff, but are we really walking it out?
Yeah.
Okay? And don't be scared, because you weren't scared in the world.
That's right.
You weren't scared, right?
Yo la trajo a este pueblo aquí en esta ciudad, se llama Pantigo, para que rompiera cadenas de racista. Aquí era, hace 10 años la gente era bien racista. Pero ya no, ya la conocen a ellos todos aquí de la ciudad esta. Le dicen que es muy amable porque pues, oyen de lo de Dios todo. Y ya la cadena de, ya rompió, destruyó Dios cadenas de la gente que sea racista. Y ahora está trayendo todas naciones, todas nacionalidades. And now he's bringing all of it.
And yes. So we have to understand what our assignment is.
But
now,
tenemos que comprender la llamada de Dios. Esa es la llamada
anymore,
de aquí.
So listen, guys, there's not any more buildings to possess here because we got them all.
Yeah.
If it was some more, we'd be taking. Because that's what God tells us to do.
Yeah.
Come and possess the land.
Yeah.
He said, come and do that. You have to know, please be specific in your prayers. When God tells you something, stay in it. Because listen, it ain't always look right. It's not always been, this has not been easy. But with God, all things are possible. Especially the things he's called you to, whatever he's called you to do, he's the one that's going to provide it.
Yeah. Let me tell you, last Sunday, there were two people that came to the park. One was blowing the shofar, and they gave my sister's potty an envelope with finances. And they said, the Lord told me to bless you because we see you every Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. We see you Thursday. And I just love that zeal for God, and I just want to be part of it. And they gave her, they sold seed into the ministry. And I was just like, And that's what Patsy, and she gets up every day now at 4 or 5 and they pray. Oh, a las 5 se levantan ahora. They've been doing it already for months. They're going to continue. And because he wants really the people to be touched by God. They're in the park to be set free. And because God's going to rise them up to do mighty things for his kingdom, his glory, for his glory. And it just blessed me. That's what she says. That's why I never worry about finance. And because they haven't really been doing that palm business like they normally go do the palm. They haven't been doing it. They're just coming to the park. And God's sending people to the park to them to give her an envelope with offering.
He will do it.
And because the palm tree's on hold. But she's here. She's hearing.
He's provided.
She's like, don't be going to the palm tree right now. Get focused on the park, on the people. Yeah. And then money's coming.
Because it's about the soul. And I'm telling you, so those same people that she's talking about will be here this Sunday at the House of the Lord.
Yes!
It's going to be so powerful.
Sunday, este domingo,
oh, my gosh. And this is the first Sunday.
Pastor Enrique, Marcos, Patty, Pastor Joe, everybody that's coming together. The body!
Yeah. And listen, my friend from Mexico, I don't even know what part they're from, but it don't matter. Okay? When they came in Saturday, all I could talk about was invited them to the first group Sunday.
Yeah.
And I was like, yes, you got to come. And I took them all out the back door. Go to this building right here. Hey, when you come.
You celebrate Nosa in the house?
Yes. I told
los
them
amigos de que vinieron de Mexico los invitó este domingo a la iglesia.
I know Miss Josie said, what a blessing. And we will see Miss Josie on Sunday.
Oh, her sister went to Sunday to church on Sunday. The sister, we've been praying for her. She's been praying. It's been 2 years.
Praise the Lord.
2 years. And she finally came.
Praise the Lord.
She used to come, and then she, you know, she somehow got sidetracked, and she goes, it's so good to be back. And I said, yeah!
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah,
Ms.
I think
Josie,
got 5 people this
Sunday. Ms. Josie's doing her thing.
Yes.
So, and another thing, Sister Hope, I was thinking about the Lord. So once God stirred me up with this letter, he took me back to all the vision and everything that he had told me. And sometimes it takes a six-year-old to stir you back up.
Yes.
That's what it's going to take, okay?
Unless we become like little children.
Yes. And he said to me, don't forget about the man.
Yes.
That's what he said to me. Don't forget about the van. You know, the one that you petitioned for in the church of the House of Glory. So we are petitioning God for a van so that we can pick up people that don't have a way to church.
Yeah.
And he said, just don't forget about it. And so now we're back before God with that. We're not asking again because we already asked him.
Yeah. We're just waiting to manifest it. And
Because
it's nothing for God.
Yeah. Well, by faith and not by sight.
I got mine 2 days after I wreck, and I'm picking up people whenever we're on call. They ride with me, and we got to be good stewards.
Yeah.
And I know that the other van is coming too. I believe
Amen.
That with all my heart.
Amen. So y'all just be encouraged.
Yes.
And make a choice today.
Yes.
You know, it's all about the choice you make. Make
call
the choice.
Somebody. Pray for somebody.
Yes, to love
somebody.
People.
Sow seeds to somebody. I mean, I don't know what the Holy Spirit tells you to do. Just cannot give God. You cannot.
I told my sweet man yesterday, I said, I just want to thank you for choosing to love me. Because it's a choice.
Yes.
You chose to love me. Because,
see,
I had to learn that love ain't feelings.
Yes.
Love is choices.
Yes.
And when
it's
choose,
like our spiritual mama said, thank you for opening up your home. She
Amen.
Chose to allow us in and have a barbecue. We had laughter. We had worship. We had a good time.
That's so beautiful.
It was, you know, and then we rushed to another gathering. But, you know, we had a blessed time.
That's what it's about. I missed it because I had to
work.
And
we're going to have another one. We're just going to bring in the food. We're not going to cook outside. We're going to do worship in the living room. And I just love that.
Oh,
I could be in worship all day.
And you know what? Sunday, we went to go visit Miss Brenda.
Oh, you did?
It was me, Pastor Rick, Brother Nate, and Mama T, and her granddaughter. And it was
awesome.
Such a blessing. We're going to start doing a little worship at her house because she can't come to church.
Aww.
So we're going to take the church to her. Brother Nate said, we're going to be outside. And we're going to bring the people. Brother Nate ain't playing around. So I'm just excited about what God is doing.
Yes, me too.
And we have to be obedient. And y'all heard it.
And
we
Team Jesus.
Yes.
We are our Team
Bam,
Jesus.
Bam, Papa, come over here, Papa. So y'all, don't be telling y'all can't come. The Poppy all the way from in his Team Jesus.
That
is there you go, Poppy. Yeah, stand right here. He ain't playing around, y'all.
Team Jesus!
Saludos para todos mis amigos y mis familiares.
He's sending a shout out
están
to
en Reynosa.
Reynosa. Oh, wow.
Matamoros. Y a Soldá,
Saludos, familia.
And listen, Poppy's going to be on the show.
Papá va a estar en el show en el después del domingo, Día de los Padres, en un martes.
And he's going to share his testimony.
We're going to do a post.
Yeah. I'll get ready because it's coming.
Yeah.
Thank you,
Bob. Yeah.
Yeah. So thank you guys for tuning in.
Share the video.
Yes, 10 seconds left. And feel free to
share the video.
Partner with this ministry. And we have all the information there on our through our veil at MarlaMosleyMinistries@gmail.com.
Yes.
It's to keep the dream alive, y'all. I'm telling you, this is what it takes. Team makes the dream, and that's why we on Team Jesus. So I'm so excited to be here today that God gave us the zeal to and the desire.
Yeah. We're gonna have an outreach at a coffee shop in 2 weeks,
yes.
And she's gonna have plenty of t-shirts,
yes,
with Brother Randy Taylor, and it's gonna be from 12 p.m. to 12 in the afternoon till 4, and it's gonna be a lot of gathering and with brothers and sisters.
Yes.
It's gonna be exciting. So for those that have been asking me for t-shirts, she's going to have a large,
extra
large, 2X size.
Yes, yes.
So bring your money.
And we're going to have some money with you, y'all. But listen, I wanted to tell you guys, stay tuned for not only next Tuesday at 10 a.m. for our Mornings at the Mansion show that we do every week, but be looking out for the new release video that Laura and I will be doing from our Queendom Talk studio.
Yes.
For you guys that are really ready to go to the next dimension and 80 million homes a week. If you're ready to take your business, your ministries, your media, your music, if you're an author, your books, whatever, if you just want to share your testimony to encourage the nation, that's what these platforms are about, to take your dimension to the next dimension. We're ready to, bam, it's found. So we're looking to go back into that dimension while just sitting the fire under it because we never left the dimension. But to God be the glory. So continue to pray for us as we pray for you.
Yes.
And we will all watch God change things.
Yes.
And you be the change agent.
Yes.
If you want to see the change in the world,
si quieren ver el cambio en la vida,
it's got to start with you.
Empieza contigo.
Hallelujah.